The following is a review from the Serotalk Weekly Podcast. You can find this and more at our website, www.serotalk.com.
I'm Jamie Pauls.
I'm Mike Calvo, in a very relaxed state of mind. Joe, wake up, Joe!
Where are you, Joe?
Hey, Joe, I know you like the sound of the music. I know you like the Bose sound doc we're going to talk about. But you got to wake up. We got a podcast to do. What are you doing, man?
Serene, calm blue ocean, finding my inner self.
Snap out of it, Joe. Come on, man.
Sorry. That was scary. That was an inward journey I didn't want to take.
Okay, guys, knock it off. Mike, put your bows away.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Well, you know, we heard some music at the top of the show, and it came from this speaker thingy you got there. Huh, Mikey, you want to talk about what we heard at the beginning? This is, it seems like, as good a place as any to talk about speakers and stuff.
Oh, my Zen man. No, actually, it was, you know, in my constant search for different audio products, and people ask me, well, what do you think about this speaker dock? Or what do you think about that speaker dock? I ran across one that, you know, at the beginning I had some mixed feelings about. And Jamie and I were actually on the phone together when I got it in here. And we were on the phone for the unboxing of the Bose SoundLink wireless mobile dock with Bluetooth from Bose. And we've reviewed Bose here before. And have either one of you guys seen this device?
I have not, and I really want to, actually.
Only on the commercial.
It is quite cool. The first thing I will say before we get into what I think about it at all is, if you want to hear these products side by side, you can actually walk into an Apple store, and they have the three or four things I'm going to talk about right now all together in one place, and you can listen to them and see what you think. But I'm going to give you some use case scenarios that I've used the SoundLink for and tell you why I'm actually becoming more and more enamored with it every day. When I first got the SoundLink dock, I took it out and I kind of set it on my shelf. I connected it to my phone. It was not the easiest thing to connect. It was not intuitive when I got it. The sound dock is probably about the size of a hardcover Bible when it's closed. And it has kind of this design that it has a cover on it. And there's two different types of covers available. There's a leather, which I love the leather version. And then there is a nylon version. And there is some price differences for those. But what it does is, picture your hardcover book, and you flip the front cover of this book back across the spine, and you stand the book up on its spine, on its edge. And that's how this thing is supposed to stand. Okay, and then across the top of it, you have three kind of indented but flat buttons, and they are the power button, they are the auxiliary button, or the, you know, what your source is, and then there's the Bluetooth button. And then you've got a little spacer in the middle, and you've got your mute button, your volume down button, and your volume up button. I will say that, you know, when you mute the device, you have to either hit the unmute or the volume up button, and it will unmute the device. There was no discs or anything in the package. There was simply a print manual, which of course was no good to me. A simple Google search for the PDF available from the Bose.com website put me in charge of what I was doing in short order. After that, and Jamie, you experienced this, it was very, very easy to set this thing up within a couple of minutes.
Now, is that going from left to right?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, it is going from left to right. So what I did was I read the manual, and the first button is the power button. I had plugged it in, and when you plug it in to the wall, it gives you the usual, you know, beep, beep, you know, that Bose products do, that the sound docks do. And I pressed the power button, and then I counted over. Well, first thing I did was I plugged in the 3.5 millimeter jack and plugged that into my iPhone and made sure I was getting some sound out of it. And I did by pressing the second button, which was the input. But I wanted to for the cable, but I wanted to try it with Bluetooth. So what I did was I held down the Bluetooth button, which is the third one across from the left, and I held it down and counted to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe a little longer than I have to, but it puts the speaker into discovery mode. Went to my iOS device, my iPhone at the time, turned it on, went into the Bluetooth area, found it, connected immediately. Now, whenever I want to connect to the iPhone, I simply hit the Bluetooth, I just tap the Bluetooth button on the Bose, and it just connects automatically. There's no further interaction required from me, and it will remember up to 6 devices. The mistake I made with this product when I first got it is I compared it to other Bose products and the sound. I compared it to my portable sound dock. That system, I've had it for a couple of years, and we reviewed it here back in the archives. You can find it when we reviewed portable iOS or portable iPod docks, and the kicker won out on that one. I don't even think it was seconded. It was side by side with the Bose portable. And Ricky, when I got this, she was like, "Well, what do you think about it? Because I've been wanting to get something portable." Because she has the Series 2, the sound dock without the battery, the one that just sits at your house. And there's one more sound dock that Bose produces. It's the 10-inch version. This thing is huge, and it's very expensive. It's like $599. I mean, this thing isn't cheap, and neither is the one Ricky has. The one Ricky has, I believe, is $299, and the portable with the battery that I have here, the original one, was $399. And the new one, this new version here, comes in two different price points: $299 for the nylon cover, and $349 if you want the leather cover. Now, the thing I like about Bose when it comes to pricing is, of course, that you can buy it from them and you can choose to pay it off over a year's time on a month-to-month. You know, they just charge it to your credit card with no interest. So that makes the ownership of one of these products quite compelling, because, you know, it's just a great way to buy stuff. That being said, though, if you're going to buy it straight out, you're welcome to buy it from Amazon.com. You could do that through our website, and of course, support the podcast for doing that. But back to what the product is like. This morning, I was riding around tandem biking with my workout partner, and we just were able to throw this thing in his backpack. The only thing I didn't like about it is that you have to open this cover, so it kind of has to sit on its little stand inside the backpack. But besides that, the sound from this thing was phenomenal. It's not as bassy as my portable sound dock. But before you run out and say, "Well, I'm going to go get the portable sound dock," you don't want to do that. First of all, it's iOS only. It's only for iPods. It's got a 3.5-inch jack, but this thing does not lend itself to being thrown in a backpack, whatever. If you carry the iPod in the dock and walk around, like if you're going to the beach or going to the park or whatever, the iPod moves around and it ultimately gets disconnected. And, you know, when it gets disconnected, your sound stops and you got to start it back up again. And it's just a big pain. The beauty of this little dock is, A, it's small. It's got big sound. You guys heard the bass that this thing reproduces at the beginning of the podcast. And if not, please rewind the podcast and give that a listen. That was just a direct miking of the speaker, no processing or anything. It was quite awesome to listen to in this backpack as compared to the other one. And the trade-off in sound, at the beginning, when I was looking at it as a comparison to that, I said, "I don't know if I want to keep this thing." When I started walking around with it, going to people's houses, taking it out to the park with the family for real, you know, connecting it to different devices. That's the other thing, is that because of the Bluetooth and because of the 3.5-millimeter connectivity, you've got so many options that you can connect this thing to, including your computer, including your MacBook Air, including your Android phone if you want to go Bluetooth or whatever. Even older Nokia phones that have Bluetooth. If you're using Bluetooth A2DP, there is no sound difference between that and the 3.5-millimeter jack that goes into it. It is truly an amazing-sounding little device. The battery life on it is documented at 8 hours, but with one caveat. If you're going to put this thing at full blast, it's going to only last you 3 to 4 hours. And that's stated in the documentation. But most of the time, you're going to keep this thing at an average level like I do here in the office or whatever. It is a very, very nice sound dock. I think it's worth the money. It is a little expensive. But, you know, Bose is one of those things you either love it or you hate it. And we used to joke around when I was in the DJ business. We used to say, oh, no highs, no lows. It's Bose. And the thing for the reason for that is because Bose for a long time just did PA systems that were flat. I am one of those people that don't trust Bose products because of their varying degrees of quality. I think in what I like to hear, for example, I can't stand some of the Bose Wave Radio. I couldn't stand that thing. So I will not buy a Bose product sound unheard instead of sight not seen. I won't do it. So Bose opportunity to, of course, have a 30-day return policy, as does Amazon, but the ability to walk into an Apple store here or a Bose store at the mall and just listen to the different ones really made a difference in my decision. Having it at home, though, and being able to use it in different life scenarios made the clincher. I will be keeping this dock and adding it to when I travel, so I will no longer have to travel with my portable, which every time I traveled with it, you know, the TSA would look at it, what's that? You know, because it's a very weird shape. The battery, you have to take the battery off. The battery is kind of large too. I mean, it's a great sounding device, but when I travel, a sound dock of some kind is a must have. Those of you that have heard me review things like the Jambox in the past and other, and the Wowie speaker and things like that, to me, you can go to the Apple store and see the Jambox right there next to the SoundLink and the portable Bose dock as well. And you can compare them. And I'm sorry, I think that Jawbone has put out a really nice product for what it is in the Jambox, but it is not in the same league, nowhere near the same league, in my opinion. And it's $100 less than this Bose product. They're different. They serve different purposes. I think it's a great product. So the thing is that, overall, this is a great gift. It's expensive. So either buy it for someone you really, really love or buy it for yourself. It's great. And you know what? If you're on a budget, like I said, you can take advantage of that Bose plan. It is a nice way for even those of us who have economic challenges in our lives and can't justify spending that kind of money all at one time and don't like to pay interest. This is a great way to get your geek on, get your sound geek on, really add this to your repertoire of audio devices if you collect such things, and really have an awesome time with it. Did you guys have any questions before I went away?
No, I was thinking to myself that it does matter to have a real life situation because you never know about reflections. I used to sell home audio in a former life, and I could tell you all about those really cool demos that sound really good in the store, but then all of a sudden doesn't sound so good when you get home with all the glass around the house or if you have a spouse who has reflective surfaces everywhere. And I really think that's important to have that return policy because, there are times where you just can't do the same thing you could in your home environment. So it's good that you play with that. And I also agreed with you on the Bose comments directly too, because I too was not a huge Bose fan except for things like the standalone speakers like the 4 series, the 5 series, and the 9 yep. series.
Yeah, I don't like the headphones either. I think the headphones are extremely overpriced for what you get. And, you know, I don't like them. I think that there are more economical alternatives that don't have to be so snazzy and expensive. But then again, I know people who swear by them. So, I mean, you know, personal electronics are just that. They're called personal electronics. And in fact, Joe, interestingly enough, in response to what you said about demos in stores, I didn't find the demo of the product at the Apple store to be complimentary. Not because Apple did anything to detriment it. It's just that it's in an open area. Apple stores are usually packed. You know, you've got a lot of people there. So you're not able to really play all your different kinds of music or whatever that you want to and spend time with it right there in the store. Although Apple didn't give me any trouble about taking out my iPhone, playing my music from my library into this thing. I had my own 3.5 millimeter cable that I brought with me. So I plugged it into the Jambox. I plugged it into the, you know, into this device as well. And then to see what it sounded like. And then I was able to just settle my phone into the sound dock, the portable sound dock, and listen to it right next to it. And I thought that it did it some justice, but nothing like being able to use it in real life scenarios. And as you heard, it really does put out some nice bottom end, some really rich bottom, and that was not processed. So I think it's a thumbs up for this product. It's a great product. If I was asked to give it stars, I'd give it 4 out of 5. I you know, for obvious reasons, you know, I think that Bose could have, and that's just my opinion, could have worked a little harder to make the sound a little closer to the other sound dock. But that's just my own personal opinion, holding Bose to an incredibly high standard as a consumer, as I think they are deserving of. I think Bose is a fantastic company, and it's an American company, so I give them high props. But in every other aspect, this is an awesome product. If you want a nice shiny toy for Christmas, and I'll be talking about a couple of other shiny toys for Christmas before the holidays come, this is one that you definitely want to get for yourself. And, you know, I know that there's other sound docks out there, but, you know, you get what you pay for. And I think after the initial sting and you get it home and you start playing with it, you know what? You're going to find that it was a good investment, as I did.
If you found this review useful, or if you wish to contribute your own review, let us know by sending an email to resources@serotalk.com. Send us a voicemail at 866-997-BLAB. That's 2522. Or send us an iReport on iBlink Radio.